Carson City is investing more in the arts. In March, the city welcomed their first arts and culture director. Our reporter Holly Hutchings talked to the new director, Mark Salinas, about his role and the future of arts and culture in the capital city.
Mark Salinas, thank you for taking the time to talk today.
Thank you, Holly. I'm happy to be here.
So you are the first arts and culture director Carson City has had that's an actual city employee. Is that right?
Correct. And that just happened recently. March 2nd was my first day as a city employee.
So why did your position shift from the Culture and Tourism Authority to the city?
Well, the Board of Supervisors approved an arts and culture master plan for the city and to adopt that into the city's master plan, identifying that arts and culture was a key component. Once they had this arts and culture master plan complete, they needed someone to administer it. They increased the TOT, the transient occupancy tax, 1%. And that 1% is not only my programming, but also my benefits. So that 1% really is small in the scheme of things, but that is what opened the door to get me here into the Visitors Bureau. And in the past year and a half that I've been here, with working with the Cultural Commission, working with the Visitors Bureau, we really hit some home runs. And I asked the city to give me a higher platform to continue my work.
You mentioned the room tax, and I know Carson saw a 27% increase in lodging last year. So what does that tax revenue fund?
1% is approximately $207,000. It pays for my salary, it pays for my wages, but it also pays for incredible programming and partnership. It also helps sponsor partnerships such as Day of the Dead at the State Art Museum. It creates new programs such as Fashion Films in February. And that's sort of my job as well, to sort of educate and to bring to light not only what art is, but what it can be for a rural capital such as Carson City.
So Carson City might not come to mind as an arts and culture destination for
some. Oh, come
on. So how do you create that new awareness for locals and visitors?
Well, it's important that you just said it. Arts is something that attracts not only visitors, but it really creates the community soul. Whenever you go to a town in Nevada or anywhere in the world, wherever there's the cluster of restaurants, of theaters or arts galleries, that's where the arts is. And that's where people go to gather and discuss and contribute to this growing concept of unity. In that word is a community, rather. And in that word, you know, is unity.
So tell me what's on your plate as you move ahead. I heard you recently got a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts.
Well, what's on my plate right now, and I really can't see past it, is this NEA grant. That's one of our celebrations in the past year and a half. We are the only recipient in the state who's received this NEA grant. And the last recipient in the state of Nevada was 8 years ago. And it's designed to broaden our understanding of the world, our communities, and ourselves. I orchestrated an exhibition challenging artists statewide what they can do with a deck of canceled cards from one of our casinos. And all these entries will be installed. The casinos are going to choose the winner. If you want to use one card or the entire deck, plus the box, plus the plastic wrapper, it's all up to them. It's challenging their creativity. And I've already received some entries, and you couldn't imagine what we're getting. It's fantastic.
Pending board approval, the city might also get its first art gallery. Is that right?
There is a local property that's willing to divest their property to the city for $1 a year. It's downtown. I've already been approached by several entities throughout the state wanting to know, hey, can we loan you a few pieces? Would you be interested in being part of this traveling show? I'm thrilled. It's something, it can be a venue for Carson City artists, for events. It's going to become my office if it goes through. And I couldn't be happier with all the progress that Carson City has made in the past year and a half. It's really fantastic.
Mark Salinas, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you, Holly. Thank you, KUNR.